Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. When I was in school, occasionally we would have pop quizzes. I bet all of us remember sitting at our desk in school. The teacher would ask us to put away our books, take out a sheet of paper, because we were going to have a pop test. Everybody just moaned and groaned when this happened. I know I did. I don't know if anyone loved having a pop quiz, because we all want our tests to be scheduled so that we could be prepared. When we were in high school, we looked forward to graduation, to the time when there would be no longer any surprise tests. But oh, how foolish all of us were. How quickly we discovered that in life, we will all experience regular, sometimes daily, surprise tests. The test might be something as simple as an inconvenient flat tire. The test might be something as trivial as being stuck in traffic. However, the surprise test might be much more serious, being laid off from our job unexpectedly, or being told by a doctor that you or a loved one has contracted some terrible disease. Friends, none of us enjoys a surprise test. But as mature Christians, we realize that they will come. Friends, we know that the Bible does not tell us that trials may happen. The Scriptures tell us plainly that trials, unforeseen tests, are inevitable. James said in chapter 1, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." James knew there would be unexpected tests in life, and I'm sure James had already experienced his share of them. But how can we be joyful, or even content for that matter, when we face severe surprise test in life? Brethren, we can be content because we know that God is accomplishing good things through our difficulties. James teaches us that trials, unexpected tests, are able to produce endurance and strong character. We may not see any good in the test. Oftentimes we won't understand the test. We may not receive an answer as to why the test, but as Christians, we can rest assured that God will provide His strength and His comfort as we take on whatever test is given to us. Let us pray. Father God, we may not always understand the test of life, but we do know that we can count on Your heavenly, loving presence through any test life can throw at us. Amen.